We're going to the Zohar.
Okay. Zohar.
If you can't see, according to your life, that things don't work properly, that three people come to the lesson consistently, and more and more, if you can't correct these states, you're not men. You don't understand that, you don't hear that in the ten, it's the soul in which you will discover the Creator. And by that depend the spiritual strength, and he sits like that, and he has three people. And you continue. But there's no one to talk to. So this is the primary thing, and you don't want to take care of him. You take care of him in an awkward way. So continue. After I hear, I don't connect, relate to you.
Just to be precise, Rav, there are seven tens that have this kind of problem.
If you leave them like that, then you're worthless. Your work will not succeed. If you sit in a good, beautiful ten, and next to you others like that, your ten is flawed and you won't reach anything. That's how it is in spirituality. Zohar, volume 8, page 47.
For it is your life and the length of your days. 155. Rabbi Acha one night was with Rabbi Elazar, and after midnight, they were engaged in the Torah. Said Rabbi Elazar, for it is your life and the length of your days to sit on the ground that the Creator has sworn to your forefathers above all of the mitzvot that the Creator has given you when you went into the land of Israel. There was the decree or the commandment of studying Torah, because the Shekhinah does not settle in the land but in the Torah, and does not settle above but only in the Torah, in Zeranpin. 156. Torah Shebe'al Peh, the Shekhinah, is known only for, exists only for the Torah Shebichtav, the Zeranpin, and the Shekhinah settles above only by the Torah that is studied beneath, below. That as long as the Torah is with it, the Shekhinah can exist in the world. As it says, for it is your life and the length of your days to sit on the ground. On the ground, Malchut. And if not, but that you annul the studying of Torah, then it cannot exist. As it says, why was the earth lost? It says, for, as the Creator says, for they have forsaken my Torah. 157. And of course, that this is how it is. So it says in the book of Rami Imnon Asaba that explained the verse of the Knesset Israel, the Malchut, as it says, Se'erak suta ve'onata lo yigra, that by studying the Torah, the zivug and the abundance will not be taken away from the Malchut. And if it is prevented from her, then it says that she left for free with no money. As it says, what kind of book of Kritut with you after I have sent her? And it says, you were sold for free and you shall not be redeemed for money. And he who prevents the Torah from the Malchut is as he that takes the husband from the wife and prevents her from him, because he causes the Torah of above to leave the Zeranpin, her husband, and she remains as a widow and not a real widow. As it says, she was as a widow and not a widow. 158. They sat and they were engaged in the Torah until the day shined. They got up and left. And while they were walking, they saw one man walking along the path, his head wrapped. They came closer to him, and he moved his lips and did not say anything. Rabbi Elazar said, certainly he is consulting his master, that he is praying the prayer of Tfilat Aderech, they sat and prayed, and that person stood in another place. And after they completed their prayer, they went on their way, and that man was separated from them. Rabbi Elazar said, this man is a fool, or that his ways are not straight. Let's engage in the Torah.
Carry on, I don't know what to add. There are questions, but here only the intention. Again, to be together, and then, according to the connection between us, to expect the reforming light to work on us.
Kavod Chachamim in Chalu, that the wise shall receive honor. Rabbi Elazar said that the honor will be received or will be given by the wise, and the fools, they raise the the condemnation. Rabbi Elazar said that we cannot stop the words of the Torah because anyone who's engaged in the Torah, he merits to inherit the land of above and the honor of the upper king, Zeranpin, and receives also the land here in this world called the honor of the Creator, Malchut, which is called this world that never ceases from them, as it says, that they shall receive the honor of the wise, or of the sages, that shall receive the Malchut in name of the Creator, 160. And the fools, they raise the Kalon, and what does it mean? That a person, when he walks straight, and he does what is favorable in the eyes of the Creator is engaged in the Torah, he inherits the honor of the Creator, and he is being praised in the eyes of the Creator. And if a person does not follow the path of the Torah, he brings condemnation upon him, and that accuser wanders in the air and no longer ascends, that he thinks that maybe man shall repent. And after he sees that person does not repent and he does not want to engage in the Torah, then he ascends and teaches and tells a debt about him, as it says that the fools, they raise the condemnation. 161, it says, and if the family of Egypt shall not ascend and it does not come upon them, then the plague will come from the Creator. How are Egypt different from any other nation that it says about them all that the rain shall not come upon them? And here it doesn't say so. But the land of Egypt does not need rain, for it drinks from the water of the Nile. And therefore, they don't need the rain at all. But a different judgment will come upon them. 162. It says that the land that you come to inherit is not as the land of Egypt, that this is where you left from that place where the river waters the land. But here you shall drink the rain, because the holy land always drinks from heaven. And when Israel were engaged in the Torah, they drank thoroughly. And whoever prevented Torah from her, as if prevents good from the entire world. 163. That man said, and the Creator spoke unto Moses face to face, as a person talks to his friend, and he returned to the camp. At first it says, and the Creator talked unto Moses face to face. And afterwards it says, and he returned to the camp. That it has nothing to do with what it's written, and he talked to the Creator. And it says, and his servant, Yoshua bin Nun, is a young man, shall not move from the tent, because he has nothing to do with what's written, and he came back to the camp.
Questions? Continue.
Article Face to Face, 164. And Moses talked to the Creator face to face, and the few upper degrees that are respected and distinguished, were distinguished by Moses, the trustworthy prophet, from all the other prophets in the world. The rest of the prophets, they looked in the mirror that does not shine, and with all that, they did not look up. But, as it says, and I fell asleep on my face and my face to the ground, and no more, but that these matters were not revealed. 165. And Moses, the trustworthy prophet, used to look in the shining mirror, and he stood, and he drew his head up to look, as if someone who tells his friend, "Raise your head, and your face shall look into mine," in order for you to understand what I'm saying. This way, Moses, face to face, looked up without any fear, and he looked at the radiance of the upper honor, and his opinion and face did not change as the rest of the prophets, because when the rest of the prophets, when they looked up, they came out of their authority and opinion, and their the countenance of their face changed. 166. And Moses was not this way, because Moses looked on that upper degree, Zeranpin, and he did not come out neither from his authority or his opinion. And when he looked at the upper radiance, the honor of the upper radiance, immediately he returned to the camp and he told them all that they need, and his opinion was settled as before. And afterwards, as it says, that the Creator talked on to Moses face to face, and it says, and he returned to the camp. Afterwards, it says, and his servant, Yehoshua ben Nun, is a young man, and surely he suckled from the tent that he learned how to look in the Ruach HaKodesh, as it says, and the lad Shmuel serves the Creator. 167. As long as Joshua was with Moses, he studied and suckled from the tent, Malchut, and he did not fear. After he separated from Moses and was on his own, it says, and Yehoshua fell on his face, that he could not look due to one messenger, and nonetheless from any other place. 168. And this is like a person that the king gave him gold and gems to keep, and as long as it was with him, he looked at them. And since that person passed away from this world, the king did not leave anything with him, and he took his deposit. Said that man, "Alas, I have lost all these precious things in the days of my master. All these were in my hands." 169. This way, Joshua, in the days of Moses, he used to suckle every day from the tent, from Malchut, and he did not fear. After Moses died, it says, and Joshua fell onto his face, and for I am within you, I look at the words of Torah, and I shall not fear. After I separate from you, I will not be able to look by myself or on my own.
You want to ask something? We know how we read the Zohar. If we intend to be together, there's a place to which the Zohar comes, Zeraila, the upper radiance, the reforming light. And then it connects us according to the pressure to our desire. It connects us, and then inside this connection we discover the spiritual force. That's it. That's how it works.
And you told it on to your sons, as it says, that your arrows are sharp, because a person has to tell the words of Torah to his son like a double-edged sword in order to introduce the joy of the Torah to his son, and so he will not be a fool. And you spoke unto them that anything in the Torah has a way in and of itself, and you talk to them, and you shall speak to them, it should have said. But a person has to behave by himself in a way that he shall not deviate to the right or to the left. 171, as you sit at your home, you should behave in a way, by way of correction, so that your household shall learn from you, and you should be joyful with them, and you shall not be you shall not frighten them, and so on. And while walking on this path, to behave as the Torah says and correct oneself as you should, and to behave according to what it says in the Torah, just like Jacob did, in three things: for Doron, and prayer, and war. And the prayer, you have to pray to your master. But the words of the Torah are more important than the prayer. 172. And when you lay to follow the words of your master in holiness and humbleness, and when you stand up to praise your master that he has given his soul back, and the Creator, he did a chesed with him and returned his neshama to his guf. And you should tie it as a sign on your hand, on your left hand, which is weaker than the right one. And in the Sefer of, in the book of Agadah, it says, Yadecha al yad kaf hei, the malchut, which is called kaf hei.
והחברים יושבי הדרום ביארו בסודות שלהם
173. Sanctify each elder, and it says, and this was vis-a-vis Chochmah, and it said, if you hear, then it's against Chesed. Afterwards, all are included in the tefillin in the left hand, arm, which is called oz, and in zro uzo. And there is no oz, force, but the Torah. And there is no oz, but the tefillin, 174. These matters are not settled, because the upper keter includes everything. And it's not according to the account of the four parshiot. And this is because this depends on your exodus from Egypt, which is the place where there is freedom to the slaves, Bina. And therefore, the way of our friends, those that sit in the south, is corrected. But we begin from the Chochmah, that it says that sanctify each firstborn, and the Bechol, the firstborn, is the Zeranpin that lays the Tefillin, and the four Parshiot are instead of the Moach, which are the Dalet Mochin of Zeranpin, which is instead of the place where the heart dwells. That one is connected and related to the other, Zeranpin and Malchut. 175.
And a man has to be adorned by them, because they are the upper holy name, Havaya. As it's written, and they saw all the nations of the land, because the name of the Lord was called on you. And anyone who is adorned with the upper crown is called king in the land. And the Creator is the king in the heavens. As it's written, a king shackled in Rehatim. As the Creator is the king above, he's also king below. It's written, and you've written them on the mezuzot of your house. So a person will be whole in everything. It will be whole in the mitzvot of his master. Therefore, it's written above, and it's written below. Blessed are the blessed is the part of Israel. 176. Two texts are found, and even though everything depends on one degree, however, they are not from one degree. It's written, so said Havayatzot. And it's written, so said Havaya Elohim. When it's written, so said Havaya Tzvakot, then it comes with mercy. When it's written, so said Havaya Elohim, then it comes in judgment. 177. So said Havaya Tzvakot, because this Kafhei, the Malchut, is blessed by the righteous Yesod, and from Netzach and Hod, called Hashem Tzvakot. And then it comes by mitigation, because it comes from Yesod. And the text, so said Hashem Elohim, then Kaf Hei, Malchut, suckles from the side of judgment, from the upper Gvoa, Gvoa of Zeranpin. And the judgment in mercy, because it's written, Havaya Elohim, where Havaya is mercy and Elohim is judgment. 178. Because Elohim everywhere is Gvoa. Adni everywhere is lower Gvoa. Therefore, these things are apparent from the prophet by the name that he mentioned, from which degree he is prophesizing, that he intends to speak of something from its place. And then the sons of faith would know from which place this thing hangs on. Oru Meroz, 179. It's written, Oru Meroz, said the angel of the Creator. At the time that the Holy King delivered his house to the Queen, all the weapons and his bayonets and his mortars he entrusted in her, and all those who wage war he entrusted in her. It is written, the bed of Solomon, Malchut, 60 heroes around her, from the heroes of Israel, which are Chagat Nehi, from the side of Gvoa, where each one is included of 10. And when the Creator wages war, he does it with those heroes, men of war. And they are called educated by war. 180. It's written, they waged war from the heavens. The stars from their the stars waged war with Sisra. When they volunteered Israel to reveal the holy impression of the word in their flesh, then that vindictive sword vindicated the covenant, the Malchut, and it assembled all her armies and all her weapons and all the men of war to wage war with Sisra. And the stars would pour fire from above. And Rabbi Shimon said, each star has a name by itself. As it's written, he will call everyone by name. 181. The Creator said to the stars, prepare yourselves to take your vengeance from Sisra, the vengeance of my sons. Two vengeance I will take from them. One vengeance for 600 chariots that he loaned to the ministers of Egypt to wage war in Israel. As it's written, and he will take 600 chariots and every man and every chariot in Egypt. And another vengeance of my sons, because they suffered until now. And because of that, they were sentenced in two judgments, one in the water, one in fire. Because it's written, the river of Kishon swept them. As it's written, the stars waged war from their heavens. 182. And in those stars, there was one star that did not come to that vengeance, and it was cursed for eternity. Because when it starts to shine, the other stars come and swallow it and all of his camp, and they are all lost as one. As it's written, O Meroz, said the angel of the Creator. Does the angel have permission to curse someone? Rather, this is an angel, where it's written in it, and the angel of God traveled as he was traveling, he was walking before the camp of Israel. And that is the one where all his wars are Malchut. 183. It's written because they did not come to aid the Creator. This is when Israel left Egypt to the help of the Creator with the heroes, with those 60 heroes that came to fight with Sisera. The 60 heroes around the bed of Solomon. And this angel, all the judgments and all the wars of the king are in his possession. And on that it's written, the angel of the Creator. And it's written, the angel that redeems me, Malchut. And this angel is destined to be high and honored. And by that, the holy name will grow. And in this angel, the Creator is destined to repay his loan from the nations of the world, those who are the idol worshippers. And on that, it's written, I grew and I was sanctified.
Let's move on to Baal HaSulam.
כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 412
ואביא אותי
Great, we have friends from Bucharest with us. Excellent. Very